GWAC actually has a basis in statute, and it's for IT services. So it's subset of MACs.
Right.
GWACs are a subset of MACs, and they are controlled and operated by GSA.
There's only a handful of GWACs.
Yes, just a very small number of GWACs. Most of them are with GSA. I think there may be one with NASA. There may be one with NIH. But basically, they're like six. There might be around six GWACs.
And the issue around these multiple award contracts is there's always this balance that you have to have between efficiency and yet some level of competition. If everyone had their own contracts, that's a real waste of time, energy, effort, and frankly, resources. When you were at OFPP, how'd you deal with this? Because I know there are so many contracts out there.
While I was there, we never quite got this issue addressed. We were doing data dumps. We were getting statistical information regarding the number of MACs because no one had a real handle on even the number of them. But I'll tell you, we found that there were a lot of MACs. There were maybe over 50 multiple award contract vehicles out there, which in our view was too many.
Yeah.
We felt the competition was good. We felt that having several vehicles was good. And we felt that GSA should not have all the GWACs, that it was good actually to have some other agencies with a few for competitive purposes. I think competition is good even within the government.
Yeah.
But there were too many MACs. They were duplicative. There were a lot of IT-related ones. We saw a lot of overlap, and we felt that with so many MACs that it hurt the government's strategic sourcing initiatives to try to leverage the buying power of the government effectively. And we were pushing for reduction of the MACs, but we never quite got there.
The amount of resources, the person power that it takes to manage these things, it's not easy.
Well, and quite frankly, Chris, some agencies are better at it than others.
Yeah.
And we did feel that it was a good idea to have specialization. For example, NASA's GWAC deals with a lot of, you know, sort of scientific,
right,
high-end IT services that NASA is particularly good at procuring. And it did make sense to sort of have specializations among the agencies. And I think to that extent, it's good.
But I know the pushback from some agencies is they go, my needs are just so specialized, I can't have the same thing that everyone else has.
No, you're right. You're right. I mean, everybody's special.
Yeah.
And we saw that, too. And I think it's a very difficult issue, quite frankly, which is one reason we probably didn't get it resolved. The best we did was try to get some guidance out on the use of interagency vehicles and try to get some common definitions and common rules. But we never tackled the number.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we figured out what the number was, but we never really tackled getting the number down.
And just
partly for the reason you're suggesting, Chris, that a lot of agencies are very territorial and feel they're special and they need their own vehicle.
Almost that mindset that you got to control them. If it's not my contract, then I don't have the control over it. Although if you're the agency, you're still signing that bottom line. You manage the contract as it goes forward, whether it's a GSA vehicle or anyone else.
Correct. It's a very delicate balance. You want to have competition. I think you want to have more than one agency controlling all the vehicles. And yet you want to have effective strategic sourcing within the federal government.
Yeah.
And you do that by having fewer multiple award vehicles.
The new Small Business Coalition for Fair Contracting, and I actually think that these two issues are kind of related because with so many contracts out there, it's hard for small businesses to really compete on every single level. Talk about the Small Business Coalition for Fair Contracting. What is this? Why are you launching this thing?
It's really initially, Chris, we're focusing it on the insourcing initiative, the government's insourcing initiative, which arguably is a very well-intended initiative. There are clearly some functions probably that should not be performed by the private sector. And I think the government is legitimately concerned about some of the private sector work with respect to certain functions. But the bottom line is we are convinced that the insourcing initiative is being implemented by the agencies in a very aggressive fashion against small businesses. And we have story upon story of small businesses losing their employees to the federal government and losing their contracts. Agencies are canceling contracts for small business. And, we have some clients that asked us to put this coalition together or do something to try to address this. And it occurred to me one of the most effective ways to do it would be get small businesses together, businesses that can't afford high-priced law firms, businesses that can't even really afford membership dues for major associations, to get a collection of these small businesses together and then have a powerful advocacy effort on their behalf to educate Congress and the administration on the negative impact insourcing is having on small businesses. Which, quite frankly, Chris, makes no sense. I mean, in this economy where we're trying to get more work out to the private sector and to create jobs, we have at the same time an initiative that's actually hurting small businesses and taking jobs away from
them. How does this hurt small businesses?
Government is pulling back services that are not critical, that are janitorial services, maintenance services, landscaping services, services that for years have been performed by small businesses. Agencies are pulling those functions back into the government under the guise of insourcing, because there's definitely a push to meet certain numbers. And the agencies are, for whatever reason, sort of, maybe because it's easy, taking out some of the jobs from small businesses. And I've been amazed at the aggressiveness. For example, in one case, Chris, the agency gave the contractor employees 48 hours to decide whether they were going to become government employees or not. And with sort of the very direct threat that you may be unemployed because we're going to cancel the contract and your current employer may not keep you. So what do you want to do? And of course, people say, I guess I'll join the federal government.
What do you do? What do these small businesses do?
We had one client lost 20% of its workforce overnight. We also are aware of several companies that have actually gone out of business because of this initiative. Well, what we're going to do, Chris, we're going to just first educate Congress, the administration, agencies, in particular federal agencies, because I think a lot of people don't understand what's going on and how this initiative is hitting small businesses hard. I do think once we educate agencies and Congress on the impact it's having, or shall we say the way it's being implemented, I think we can get small businesses carved out in some fashion, or at a minimum require some type of justification for insourcing a small business contract.
The coalition is going to go out and educate both lawmakers, also OFPP?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But even more importantly, I think this task force the president set up on getting more opportunities to small business, he just recently put together a task force to try to get more opportunities for small business. So we want the task force to understand that there's another competing initiative that's actually hurting small business. But I haven't seen anything about this, Chris, in the press, and I really think it's important to put a spotlight on it. We're going to put together a steering committee of small business owners and really get out there and let people know what's going on.
I'm not sure most people understand that connection between insourcing and that small business connection.
No, I'm positive they don't. And quite frankly, I don't think I've seen one article even in the press about the stories. As a matter of fact, when I had the conference call with these small businesses, I asked them to send in stories, and you can't believe how many we're getting. Matter of fact, I was interviewed by a trade press person, and she indicated her mother-in-law had been insourced to the federal government. I mean, I think that suggests something.
And I've heard this from both small and large vendors, that all of a sudden the government's competing for the same people that they're trying to hire.
Right. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
We had gone so much to outsourcing that part of this is just the pendulum swinging back?
Well, it's swinging back with a great force, I must say. And the so-called outsourcing movement's been going on for 20 years. You know, we have been, the government has basically been giving more and more work to the private sector for whatever reason, for at least the last two decades. And we are moving, the pendulum's moving with great force. And my primary concern is that it's hitting small businesses, and that makes no sense.